Okay, so like I said, we're starting on High Performance Habits. It's a great book written by Brendon Burchard. And as I said earlier, I've been following this guy for a while. He was one of these stories. This isn't somebody that, you know, came out really arrogant and just made his fortunes by 21. This guy was like a total failure. I mean, he would try things and fail and try and fail. So, but he was smart enough in his 20s to be able to look around and after failing too many, he was like, you know what? I'm going to learn what successful people do. I want to find out what success, so I can be successful, because if I just rely on myself, I'm not going to go anywhere, as I've proven. Self-proof, right? Self-proof. So he started studying this most successful people, and he came out and wrote this book. I don't know how old it is, maybe about 10 years, maybe? I don't know. But anyway, and now he's a multi-millionaire. He has tons of trainings and websites and everything else. I mean, it's incredible what he's accomplished in the years that he, post-20s, should I say, or late 20s. But he loves to teach people, you know, what are the things that successful, extraordinary people that make them extraordinary. How do we achieve a higher level? Now, I'm not asking all of you to implement everything that I'm going to talk about the next 3 weeks, but what's important is to look at the habits that they build. And these are people that are at the top of their game, and how they work with their mindset to allow them to achieve greatest success in their lives. So there might be one or two things that you choose to pick on to start working on for yourself. Whatever that is, it's always going to be effective. And I'm not suggesting that some of you on this call try to be like, you know, a multi-billionaire today at wherever your stage of life is. I'm, you know, 65 and I'm not out there to be a multi-billionaire. But if I can find habits and change my habits so that I create greater results, especially as we're talking about our businesses together, I want to do that, and I'm hopeful that you do too. So if there's some things that you can find in this material that I share with you that will help you tweak your daily activities, monthly activities, and how you, you know, shift your mindset, albeit for all for the better. So Brendon Burchard, and this is a three-part series. We're starting on part one this week, and then we'll do the other two parts the next 2 weeks. And this is about the personal side of it, personal habits that we have. And I loved his introduction. he's a brilliant business coach. In fact, he's hired by top like CEOs of companies who are feeling like they've either lost control or they become workaholics and they can't kind of figure it out. And he's hired by these top guys to come in and work with them, because that it's the things you can't see that are typically the things that hold you back. And he is well-respected across the country. So part one is about personal habits, a new sense of vital energy and confidence from knowing where to focus your energies and how to serve most effectively, right? It's all about habits. Leverage those same habits no matter where your background, personality, weaknesses, or field of endeavor is. The gap that we all suffer from is our ordinary lives and the extraordinary lives that we wish to have. And that, again, that doesn't mean any of us are looking to be multi-billionaires. It's just, would we not rather live an extraordinary life than an ordinary life? Would we like to add a little extra into our ordinary lives? Get it? That's what used to be. It used to be by hard work, our old formulas, and we'll be talking about that, right? And the problem with our old formula is that our old formula of work hard, be passionate, focus on your strengths, practice a lot, stick to it, be grateful, as Brendon says, that no longer works. Because work is now unpredictable and expectations no longer fixed, right? Everything is now connected. Technology has changed everything. So the idea about us trying to go out there and figure anything out is probably not the best approach, because once you figure something out, you're going to have to continue in an adaptation process, adapting, because tomorrow everything changes again. So what we truly need to develop is a reliable set of practices for unleashing our greatest abilities, right? So, you know, you want to have sustainable success long-term and empower others to do the same thing. And that's what we want to do with our Manatech business. It can no longer be work hard, be passionate, focus on strength. It's got to be an a concept of developing practices, a reliable set of practices that allow us to unleash our greatest abilities. So no matter what hits us, what comes, whichever which way. Brendan's life started, what shifted for him is he had a car accident at 80 miles per hour. And, you know, most people thought he should have been dead, but he actually survived it, and it gave him what he calls the mortality motivation. He knew he did not survive it, if not to make a difference in this world. So he knew he had a special calling because of that. And he's committed to answering, why do some individuals and teams succeed more quickly than others and sustain that success over the long term? And that's what this first subset is for us to cover, which is about our personal habits. If you have the right habits, anyone, he professes, anyone can dramatically increase results and become a high performer in almost any field of endeavor. So habits matter. If you want high performance, then you need high performance habits. Not all habits are created equal, right? And we know some, like we could say, oh, I'm putting a habit together that I'm going to get out of bed early. Every morning I get up at 6 o'clock, go work out, whatever that have. Now, is that a great habit to have? Yes. But is that equal maximum results in my Manatech business or in any other endeavor I might have? No. It just means I have developed a habit of discipline of, you know, getting my hours of sleep in, climbing out of bed, working out, all things that are positive for me. But it's not equivalent to mastering my business. So achievement is not our problems as much as alignment is. So we need to align ourselves with these habits. We have to take them into account in each step of our way. And certainty is the enemy of growth and high performance. So if you're looking just to have certainty, you're eliminating the prospect of growth and maximum performance. And clearly, technology isn't going to be saving us from all that. Let's talk about the definition of high performance and what we know about high performance. It's not about getting ahead at all costs, but about performing habits that help you both excel in and enrich the full spectrum of your life, right? So it's not about the prices we pay, and annihilating everybody between us and the end result. It's about introducing habits in our lives. What are we doing on a daily basis, hourly basis? How are we changing our behavioral patterns around habits that will create higher performance? What they know about the high performers that he spent, I mean, he used like 10 years of his life to build this book. So this isn't based on a guy who just came off the top seat of his pants. He says, what you know about high performance? Number one, more successful than their peers, but less stressed. A lot of us evaluate successful people and say, well, I don't want that stress in my life. A lot of us look at our businesses with Manatech and go, well, I don't want to be presidential because there's stress involved. I'm just suggesting that's a cop-out. Because all these people that are these top performers, they had more success but less stress in their lives. I think it's more stressful trying to get somewhere than maybe by reaching that level. Does that make sense? And these people, through habits, learn how to manage stress as well. Love challenges and are more confident. These people love challenges. It's kind of like we eat challenges for lunch. I feel that way. Anytime somebody comes up with me and says, Mary Jo, what about this? And I always go, yeah, awesome. Let me jump on it. I love a challenge because it thrills me to be able to serve people. But notice where that results. It's about looking at the result I create for somebody else. And are more confident than they will achieve their goals despite adversity. So confidence, no matter what comes up against us, more confidence in overcoming and achieving the goals. Healthier than their peers because we take health seriously. Happy, admired, and reach higher levels in all walks of life. Joy is something we all should, right, aspire to. Assertive, work passionately regardless of traditional rewards, and see and serve beyond their strengths. And this is an important one, I think, especially around what we're doing today, because some people complain about the compensation plan or whatever, and I go, you know what, if you just bust through each leadership level and keep climbing, you will not complain about the compensation plan. We have a tendency to complain about things when we stagnate, and we stagnate, and we see some of our income might have disappeared, and then we go into complain mode. Well, the better part of it is to follow the new gig economy income rules and reach out and just get to where you want to be, because it's all there for you. It's just a matter of growing and working into it. So we serve beyond our strengths. We uniquely productive, mastering prolific quality output. And that means we just love to continue to be productive in new ways. Adaptive servant leaders. So we don't just develop skills, we help develop people. And that's perfect for what we are doing. The habits of high performance, as he calls them, this HP6, high performance 6. And we're going to cover 3 today, and we're going to do 3 next week. Oh, I guess so. We're doing it in 2 weeks. I was thinking we were doing this over 3. So next week will be our second half of the book. They have to do with clarity, energy, necessity, productivity, influence, and courage. When you knock on the door of opportunity, don't be surprised that it is work that responds, right? Every time you look at an opportunity, what happens? You jump into doing Manatech, what happens? There's work to be done. We need to get out there. You can look at it as work. I look at it as fun because I love interacting with people and helping other people. So it's about doing the work that requires to get us there. And to succeed, I love this one. Maybe some of you guys can put this quote up somewhere around your office. To succeed, always remember that the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And what is the main thing when you're doing our business? The main thing is to go out and share. Is it to share with other people? And you don't have to go out, you can go reach out to share. That could mean you do it by your devices, you do it by computer, you do it by phone, you do it by walking the streets, you do it by going out anywhere you go every single day of your life. And I have a group of people now I just started that it's just one a day. I call it the vitamin company, the one-a-day company, right? We're just at least one a day. Some of you, if you just get in the habit of going back to one a day, the results you would create would be incredible, because we're just not sharing today. It's the main thing, and if we're not doing the main thing, then we're not keeping the main thing, right? So quest for high performance, don't bother just to be better than your contemporaries or predecessors. Try to be better than yourself. I love that quote. William Faulkner, be better than yourself. In other words, always be working on self. How can I be better? Don't look and compare yourself to somebody else. Just look at yourself and say, how can I be better? Factors he found that determine success levels, the mindset you choose to adopt, and that's about, are you positive or negative? Are you crabby? Are you a complainer and whiner? Or are you a fixer and come from solution? All these types of things that we choose, and we're a choice around them. So it's, how are we choosing to play? You can choose negative or you can choose positive. It's just a choice. The focus you give to your passions and the persistence you pursue them with. If you're passionate about something, then pursue it. The amount of practice you dedicate yourself to, in other words, practice makes perfect, right? And if we're not practicing, especially when we talk about developing our talk, when I talk about telling my story, I just helped this Saturday, we had a big presidential mastermind group, and I just shared with some people early on about how to talk about glyconutrients, and they loved it. But it's about how you tell your story. Now, the amount of practice you dedicate, the way you understand and treat others, always self-honoring, self-respecting. To each individual you come across, you want to honor people and respect them, no matter what they say to you. That's a hard talent to develop, but it's a choice. The discipline and constancy with which you strive for your goals. Are you consistent or do you give up? Are we up and down? Are we like a roller coaster? Set a goal and go after it. Say, I'm going to do whatever it takes. Go after it. I guarantee you're going to accomplish more than you when you get on a roller coaster. The way you bounce back from losses, will we have losses in our life? Guaranteed. How do we bounce back? Next, my favorite word, NEXT. I'm really good at that one. We need to develop that Teflon approach. The amount of physical exercise you do to keep your brain and body fit and your overall health being cared for. That's a routine. Every morning, 6 o'clock, get out. That's just a choice we make. It doesn't have to be every, you can choose, I'm going to work out 3 days a week or something, every other day. Whatever you choose, but have some level of physical exercise in your routine. Motivation is what gets you started. Habit is what keeps you going. This is what this book is all about. High performance habits. What are the habits of high-performing people. You can get motivated. We can all be motivated to make more money. We can look at the comp plan and get motivated. But it's the habit that we develop that allows us to reach our goals. What are those habits we have? Start analyzing that. You can even take a sheet out today and put, what are my habits, my daily habits? Some of you will be shocked at how very few you have around your Manatech business. Because a habit isn't something you do today and you don't do four more days and then you do again. That's not a habit. That's a whim. You're working your Manatech business on a whim. So what actual habits do you have? Strengths alone are never enough, but know that no one innately lacks the six personal habits necessary for unlimited success. No one. We all can choose into those personal habits. But developing a habit takes what? Repetition, commitment, and repetition. And we can have it. Okay, so number five, critical personal habit one. So let's jump in. Seek clarity. So these are the three habits. Five, the next three sections are what are these three habits we're going to cover today. Everything I just went over is kind of a background, set the stage for you stepping into being the best you can be. High performance habits of people that are extraordinarily successful. Excuse me. If you don't have clarity of ideas, so we need to seek clarity. You're just committed to what? Sound. I love that. If you don't have clarity of ideas, you're just committing sheer sound, or communicating just sound. That's crazy. So when you're out there talking to people, if you don't have clarity of ideas, you don't have clarity of how you, do we have clarity on how we talk to people? Do we have clarity on what to say? Do we have clarity on what our next step is? Do we have clarity about listen first and then respond? Or do we want to talk first and then listen? Where are we in our approach to interacting with people, building relationships? How do we build a relationship? So one question is all the complexity I've created in my life even worth it? Am I good enough to play at the next level? Why am I starting to feel so distracted? Why am I not feeling confident at this stage of my life? 99% of those questions can be answered by one little short phrase. You lack clarity. So clarity based on how to find it, how you think about tomorrow, and what do you do to stay connected with what matters today? Top performers have more clarity. So if you're listening to this today and you say, well, Mary Jo, I lack clarity on exactly how to approach people. I lack clarity. You want to solve where your clarity is lacking. Because if you go another day or another week or another month, you're going to keep doing the same thing you've always been doing, and what are you going to get? The same thing you've always been getting. So it's a concept of achieve clarity. When I need to achieve clarity, this weekend I had an offer to go speak on stage, and I wasn't sure whether to take it or not. What did I do? I called my two gurus in my life who've been publicly speaking for 30 years. And I sent them the information to get feedback. Notice, if I rely on myself, notwithstanding all my background, if I rely on myself, I won't have the same level of clarity that I will get from tapping into other sources. Make sense? So the same with you. How many resources are out there to help you understand what to say to a new person or how to tell your story or get clarity, right? You want to have clarity. Top performers have more clarity. And vice versa, to be a top performer, you need more clarity, right? On who they are, it supports just who am I? Who am I as a person? Are you clear on who you are? What you want? Some of us don't even set goals anymore. We've given up on the goal setting because, Mary Jo, they didn't work out or I didn't accomplish it and it just depresses me. Why? You're choosing to allow it to. Do you think that I've made more goals I've set in my life or missed them? I've missed more goals than I've made, but I don't let a missed goal rob me of joy. I look back, evaluate, look at the habits that I have and didn't have, and I can do a course correction. But not setting them puts nothing out there for you to be directed towards. You're giving up before you get started, as I put it. So you want to make sure you have clarity, right? What you want. Clear plan is important for motivation and willpower. What they find meaningful and fulfilling. All his interviews with top performers always knew who they wanted to be and how they were going to get there. Rarely did they focus on present personality or preferences. Next level clarity. Did everybody get that? Next level. In other words, what you're looking at today, for us, it's like, what's my next level? Where? What am I vying to reach? What level am I vying to reach within my business? Have clarity about what you're going to need in order to get to that next level. Because as we grow, we need to develop greater leadership skills. We need, right? We need to be better mentors. We need to be better. There are all sorts of things we need to develop. So have clarity about what you're going to need at that next level. Habits to help create the next level clarity is envision the future for self, social, skills, and service. And I totally agree with him when he said in the book, when people become disconnected with the future and their contribution to it, they will always be underperformers. It's a huge statement. Circle that in your outline. 5D, right? 5D, 1D, service. When people become disconnected with the future and their contribution to it, they underperform. So what do you think drives people? What does my future look like and how committed I am to making that contribution? Boom. The service. Determine the feeling you're after. Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. I love that quote. Isn't that a great one? You might want to put that one up. Post it somewhere in your office. My automatic emotions don't have to be in charge. My feelings are my own. We choose our feelings. They're mental portrayals of an emotion. So the emotion is triggered and we, what, have feelings based on that. So let's say you get into a meeting and it gets really edgy, like you're meeting with somebody one-on-one and it gets really edgy, somebody starts attacking you or something like that, all of a sudden fear, anger, sadness jumps in, creeps in. Stop. Understand those are emotions. You can choose to feel differently than your automatic emotions. So I might feel fear and I can go, you know what, Mary Jo, I choose to come from strength. I choose to come from power instead of fear. So I can feel different than my automatic emotions. Most of us are trapped in our automatic emotions. Concept. Think about it. Learn how to choose to create the feelings you want from your emotion. My emotions, this emotion doesn't have to create this feeling. I can shift and choose my feeling and get energized by it.
Uh-huh.
If people want to get this book. Oh, if they want to get this book, Lydia, apparently she's getting some questions about people.
Available.
Uh-huh.
You just go to his first name.
His first name.
.com.
Brendon, B-R-E-N-D-O-N, .com.
Slash books.
Slash books.
And it's $7.
It's $7.
All you pay for shipping.
All you pay for is shipping. That's it.
That's it.
$7. Is your total cost? Total cost. This is called a no-brainer. It's a hardback book, people. It's wonderful. Okay? Define what's meaningful. Unhappiness is not knowing what we want and killing ourselves to get it. I think these quotes are just unbelievable. I've never seen the majority of these before, so I love this book for this, too. Unhappiness is not knowing what we want and killing ourselves to get it. Oh, can you guys relate to that? How many times is it like chasing your tail? Not knowing what we want and killing ourselves to get it. Our striving for something meaningful is one of the main factors to psychological well-being. Okay, four factors, enthusiasm, connection, satisfaction, coherence. All those are critical for us. If you were going to add more activities to bring more meaning to your life, what would that look like, right? And I believe that I added, I think this is the attachment I put at the end of the outline for all of you, so you can kind of work through that as well. It's a great piece. It's kind of the clarity chart. So look at the clarity chart, and you can kind of work through that. That's right out of his book, so you can take a peek at that and work on that. The second habit, okay, so we've just gone through our first habit, right? Everybody through at that, that's obvious six. Seek clarity. How important is it? I want you to be really clear on how important clarity is in your life. with everything, with your magic business, with step-by-step, with where you are in life, with where you are in relationships, with where you are. Have clarity. Because when you're in a fog, you're going to create fog-like responses to it, right? All right? Number two, personal habit number two, generate energy. The world belongs to the energetic. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Energy, 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 right? Top performers have mastered energy. Holistic kind include positive, enduring mental, physical, and emotional vibrancy. And a lot of this comes from positive. Notice positive. We create energy around positive. We create energy. Here's how does Mary Jo create energy? I'm going to tell you, when I was on that cruise in January, I probably had 25 different people who I'd never met before in my life tell me how vibrant my smile was. They love for an eight. For say, Lydia's bad. A smile carries tremendous positive and emotional energy with it and vibrancy, right? So, and it comes from just a physical choice of us smiling, putting that big smile on. The lower your rank on energy, the lower your happiness, confidence, enthusiasm, influence. I personally will tell you, my energy is different if on mornings I work out compared to ones I don't work out. The workouts are critical for me for my energy level. And some people say, well, wouldn't that drain you of energy? Absolutely not. It causes me to be more enthusiastic, feel better about myself. When you feel better about yourself, guess what happens? You have a greater energy level. And I'm not saying everybody has to be a gym rat. I'm just saying find something that you know is healthy for you, like that, a physical workout, and put that into your daily routine and watch what happens to your energy level. And Lydia says being around more people. I'm a people person, and that happens to be my personality quadrant. When I'm around a lot more people, I have a lot of joy. When I'm in contribution, my main core value, I have tremendous joy. You don't have to wait for joy, motivation, love. You can generate it anytime you want through the power of habit. Highlight that statement, because some of you think it's all about what happens to you in life. Then you're a victim to the world. You're choosing victim status. Take control where you are. Start today. Look at life and go, I can develop joy, motivation, and love purely through habit. Three practices for top performers to maintain their edge and their energy. Number one, release tension and set intention. Human excellence is a state of mind. I love that, Socrates, right? The easiest way to increase energy is to master transitions. This was very powerful for me. You guys read this and understand it. It's hugely impactful. What are transitions? Transitions are any time you start and stop. Okay, I'm starting to work with on this call today. At 10 o'clock, I stop. I mean, at 11 o'clock, I stop. When you stop a task and you jump into another one, that's called a transition. We stop one, move on to another. Do you know how many times we do this in a day? How many of you can raise your hand? More than 100. You might say, right? Some of you think, well, maybe 5 times. No, no, no. I'm talking probably more than 100 because some of you do it 5 times in 1 hour, right? So you start looking at all the times that we start a some kind of work or take a call. Work ends. We go to the gym. We do this. We do something else. Our days are full of transitions. And in this space is your greatest restorer and amplifier of energy. Did you ever recognize that before? I hadn't. This is new to me. So first of all, you look at, am I carrying over any negative energy from one activity to the next? A lot of times we do that. If something disappointing happens and we stop working on Manatech or we get rejected on where we're communicating with somebody about, you know, joining our business and they say no, and we carry that negative energy, what, how long? Some of you carry it for the next week. Some for a whole day, some even if you just carry it for another hour. It's about how do I get out of that and manage, or we want to call master, our transitions. In that space, that transition is your greatest restorer and amplifier of energy. So instead of going into the next activity feeling depleted or defeated, we can go into it feeling totally empowered, right? So how do we do that? Here's a new approach towards every transition. Close your eyes for the next minute. Repeat the word release in your mind over and over. Focus on the tension in your upper body, lower body, just a few minutes. Focusing on the tension and repeating release, release, release. Set the intention on what you want to feel and achieve and accomplish in the next step. What energy to bring, how do I accomplish excellence is the question you ask. And watch the transition become phenomenal. Bring the joy. Okay, so release the tension, set intention. What energy to bring and how do I accomplish excellence in my next task? So I'm transitioning with excellence in my view instead of depression from my last event. Notice transitions. How much energy and how much time do we lose every day on negative transitioning? It's amazing. Bring the joy. Most folks are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. Abraham Lincoln said, I agree. You know, some people go, Mary Jo, you're always happy. And you know what? I choose happy. Do bad things happen in my life? Oh, my gosh.
You take the happy pill.
I just lost an uncle. Yesterday, one of my uncles died. Now, I honor that, but am I allowing that to drag me down for a week or 2 weeks or whatever? No. And I have one main reason is because I got to go visit him out in Arizona in October, and we shared Jesus, and he prayed the prayer. So I can come from celebration. Now, that happens to be my faith. It's not all of your faith, but what a blessing that is in my life that I had that opportunity in October, and he passed away in March. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing. But the idea is that things are going to happen around us that are outside our control. Even some things in our control where we make a mistake. But you know what? Bring the joy. Just keep that phrase, bring the joy. Post it. Post-y notes around your house, on your computer. Bring the joy. So we just need to choose the happiness. Positive emotion is critical for high performance. High performers will themselves into positive states. Can you do that? Do you have that capacity? Yes. Have you tapped into it? Maybe not. 6 habits daily. Prime the emotions you want to experience. In other words, when you get up in the morning in the shower, you go, what can I be excited about today? Who can I surprise today with a gift of appreciation? Be positive. Anticipate positive results from the actions you take. Always believe in a positive result. When you guys project negative results or you think about, oh, my gosh, what if this happens? Oh, my gosh, what if he says no, blah, blah, blah. You're going to create that result. And you're going to, in the meantime, you're going to not be very joyful. Imagine possible stressful situations. Oh, I know some people say to me, well, Mary Jo, but then if I get really joyful and he says no, then I get depressed. Why? You just gave him control over your emotions. Remember? What do I do when somebody says no? I can go, hey, great. Some will, some won't. So what next? That's why there's a book out there, How to Transition from No's, right? People are going to say no. You just transition and say, oh, I'm just that much closer to my next yes. So you control your own mindset. Imagine possible stressful and how you will gracefully approach them. Who might trip me up and how can I respond to keep positive? If you know you're going to see something that might cause you a problem today, solve the problem in advance so you're already into your transition. Seek to insert appreciation, surprise, wonder, challenge into your day. You know what Brandon does on his phone? He has this bring the joy message that automatically pops up on his phone 3 times a day. Maybe some of you need to do that. Program your phone that bring the joy pops up 3 times a day. Would that be cool? Once in the morning, once around noon, and once in the afternoon. Or once in the morning, once afternoon, once night. Whatever. Bring the joy. And it just triggers in you, I need to step into joy. Until you develop the habit, these are the kind of reminders that you get. Brendan wrote the book on the habits, and he still has it on his phone. Steer social interactions with positive emotions. Regular, look at what you're grateful for. Gratitude is the golden frame through which we see the meaning of life. I love that quote. I didn't give you who the author of that was. I'll get that for you. Gratitude is the golden frame through which we see the meaning of life. And then optimize health. And I don't need to go through that with you guys because you guys are all health nuts because you're in Manatech. But you know how critical health is. High performance habits. You discipline yourself around health. And that's exercise, what you eat, how much sleep you get, all those things, what you're drinking, all those things.
Brendan,
that's Brendan's own quote? Oh, that's right, from Brendan. Thank you. That's okay, so that's Brendan Burchard's own quote that you can put that in. All right, the last area, give me 5 minutes extra and I'll get through it. Critical personal habit number 3 is raise necessity. Some of you read that like I did. I go, what does that mean? Only one who devotes himself to a cause with his whole strength and soul can be a true master. For this reason, mastery demands all of a person. Albert Einstein. So now do you get it? Don't go out there and say, I have to do something. I need to get this done. Blah, 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 blah. You know, you're driving something called performance necessity. It's not, you don't want. We have to get out of bed. We must decide for ourselves. We must make decisions. We want on a whole nother level. If you want to take on the word necessary, necessity demands you take action. It's necessary that I go out and I share Manatech with two new people today. There's no choice around necessity. So instead of say, I want to or I plan to, no, it's necessary. Bring your performance to a necessary state and watch the difference it makes in your life. Top performers, when asked why they work so hard, they say, it's just who I am. I know I've said that a number of times. People say that to me and I go, I'm sorry, it's my makeup. I'm not really sorry, but if you need an excuse for it, it is my makeup. I love to work hard. I love to do this. Somebody asked me the other day about my Monday calls. And I said, well, I've been doing them almost 22 years every Monday morning. You guys know you're on my call. 10 o'clock, where can you be? 10 o'clock for Mary Jo's call. I train it every single Monday morning. Now, once in a while, I'm traveling and somebody else might take over for me, but it's very, very infrequently because I love it. How can somebody be so dedicated for over 20 years to do a Monday morning call? Because I step into necessity. I'm obsessed with it. I feel a duty. I feel a sense of urgency. It's part of my identity, and I am making and serving my number one core value, which is called contribution. So I love doing it. So identify areas of your life where greater necessity can change the game. Whatever I've tried to do in life, I've tried to do it well. Charles Dickens quote, whatever I've devoted myself to, I have devoted myself to completely. Are you devoted to your Manatech business? Self-monitoring occurs daily with high-performance people. A study shows that people who set goals and self-monitor, are 2.5 times more likely to accomplish them. So how are you self-monitoring? Are you starting off your day with a set of goals to complete that day? Are you, at the end of the day, are you monitoring yourself to see what you did, what you didn't, what stood in your way, and making course corrections? If that's what you're doing, I have a 2.5 times more likelihood of success than people who aren't doing that. Ask yourself at the end of the day, did I perform with excellence today? Now, don't beat up on yourself when that doesn't happen, especially if you're just starting anew. But isn't that a great habit to have? I'm building these into my habits. I have a beginning, how I start my day, how I close out my day. I'm building a whole new approach to that, and I'll share that with you guys as well. Did I live up to my values and expectations for giving my best and doing a good job? We don't get down on ourselves. Why? Because self-evaluation is a part of the process to be the best we can be. It's necessary. The goal for all underperformance must be to set new standards, self-monitor more frequently, and learn to become comfortable with taking a hard, unflinching look at their own performance. Sometimes the best way to get in the game again is to expect something from yourself again. Why not start today? What can you say today? What can I start off today based on this call? What can I start off to expect something from myself again? Ask you that question. When you're passionate about what you do, people understand. When you're obsessed, they think you're mad. That's the difference, right? Obsession is not something to fear, quite the contrary. Do people have unhealthy obsessions? Of course. But if you define it, it's persistent, disturbing preoccupation, if you define it as that. But Webster's has a number of other definitions that are totally healthy definitions of obsession. I'm obsessed to be successful in my Manatech business because here's the reason. I'm obsessed with helping other people have greater health and build a level of income that will help support their lifestyles. Three practices. Number one, know who needs your A game. So these are practices to put in place around this whole concept of raising the necessity, right? Making this necessary, necessity. It's necessary I do this instead of, well, I'm going to try. No, it's a necessity. Know who needs your A game. if you're a dabbler, a novice, amateur, or are you a high performer? As a high performer, you want to immerse yourself in activities that stretch you, that cause you a little pain, get you outside your comfort zone. Two, affirm the why. Why are you doing it? Create social consequences and obligations for yourself. I do that through my foundation and other commitments I've made, so I must perform, right? It's necessary I perform. My why's too big. Level up your squad. Find a group of people who challenge and inspire you. Spend a lot of time with them, and it will change your life. Wow. It's great. So who are you surrounding yourself with? And he said, this is a big one because it's gigantic for me. Add friends, seek mentorship, join higher-level organizations where you associate with higher-level people. Volunteer because you will find yourself around people dedicated to serving others. Serving others is such a drawing card. It will fill your soul. One way that you can get around more successful people is to earn your way there by becoming exceptional. And I'll leave with this final quote. First, say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you would have to do. So, what is that for you? And do what you have to do. And then you have your clarity chart on the last page. You can work through all of that. But great. How do you guys, what do you think, you guys? You like Brendan Burchard? Were there some ouches in our talk today for some of you?
Mary Jo, that forces of necessity, that necessity phrase is powerful.
Isn't that incredible?
I like to teach people, you don't have to do Manatech, you get to
no.
do Manatech. But mm-hmm. taking it to that level of it's necessary to do Manatech
yeah.
is really just kicks it right in the butt.
Doesn't it? I mean, that's how I looked at it when I was reading the chapter. I was like, wow, how many times in our life do we put necessary as a standard for our behavior.
Powerful.
Yep. It takes the word try and throws it in the garbage can, doesn't it? Anyone else?
Yoda would be so proud.
Yes, exactly. There's another one. Yep. All right, everyone. Great. I know I went over a little bit. Thanks for being on the call. Next week, we'll finish up with the last three habits. So I hope you enjoyed it. You can go back and re-listen to the call. You can actually go buy the book, as Lydia gave you the directions for it, if you'd like to have it. I know it will bless you. The content was incredible for me. I love it, and I already look at myself as a highly productive person, but after I read this book, I felt like I have a lot more work to do. Okay. All right, everyone. Have a great week. Talk soon. Bye.